according to the Vedic scriptures, this universe is a place in which the eternal soul can obtain different material bodies in order to fulfill different material desires.
Prema vedskim spisima, ovaj materijalni svemir je mjesto u kojem uvjetovana duša može dobiti različita tijela da bi ispunila svoje različite materijalne želje.
For instance, in the Bhagavad Gita, the soul is described as sarva gata.
Na primjer, u Bhagavad Giti duša je opisana kao sarva gata.
Sarva means everywhere or all.
Sarva znači svuda ili sve.
And gataha means to go.
A gataha znači ići.
The soul can be everywhere.
Duša može biti svuda.
This is the meaning of sarvagata.
To je značenje riječi sarvagata.
That means he can take on bodies everywhere.
To znači da ona može prihvatiti tijela posvuda.
With this body, for instance, it is not possible for us to live for a good number of years underneath the water or in fire.
Na primjer, za nas u ovom našem tijelu nije moguće živjeti dobar broj godina ispod vode ili u vatri.
Our body is made for an atmosphere which we will find on this earthly planet.
Ovo tijelo je namijenjeno za atmosferu koju ćemo naći na ovoj planeti Zemlje, na kopnu.
Or more specific, on the land of the earthly planet.
Ili precisnije na kopnu.
But there are fishes who have a different body which is adapted for a different life.
Ali postoje ribe koje imaju tijelo koje je prilagođeno drugačijim uvjetima života.
It's the soul who is in the fish body.
To je duša koja se nalazi u tijelu ribe.
Similarly, we hear from the Vedic scriptures that there are living entities even in the sun planet who have a body adapted to those atmospheric circumstances.
Slično mi nalazimo u vedskim spisima informaciju da postoje tijela koja se nalaze na planeti Suncu i koja imaju koja su prilagođena tim atmosferskim uvjetima.
If you even touch a little fire on this earthly planet with this body, you will experience intense discomfort.
Ako čak i za kratko vrijeme dotirnete na ovoj zemaljskoj planeti vatru u ovom tijelu, doživjet ćete veliki nekomfor.
But there are living entities in the sun planet who feel very comfortably in that glowing, intensely glowing heat.
Međutim, postoje živa bića koja žive na planeti Suncu i koja se osjećaju vrlo komforno na toj velikoj, intenzivnoj vrućini.
Up to recently, modern science thought this is a fairy tale.
Sve do nedavno, moderna znanost je smatrala da je to jednostavno bajka.
Before some years, one found a microorganism existing in the water which was heated by a volcanic eruption on the bottom of the ocean.
Međutim, nedavno, prije nekoliko godina, znanstvenici su pronašli mikroorganizme koji žive u vodi koja je zagrijena na vrlo visoku temperaturu tik iznad vulkana, vulkanske erupcije na dnu oceana.
You might have heard that sometimes the bottom of the ocean just breaks and this lava comes out from deep inside the earth, and of course when these two elements come together in intense boiling water mass is created.
Možda ste čuli kako ponekad na dnu oceana kora zemlje pukne i iz dubine planete Zemlje izađe lava i ta lava zagrije vodu i naravno kad se ta dva elementa spoje nastane velika količina zaključale moskvičave vode.
So they took examples of this water and saw them electromicroscopes, living entities happily enjoying family life and creating children.
I oni su pogledali pod primjerke uzorke te vode pod elektronskim mikroskopima i vidjeli su živa bića kako veselo žive porodični život i kreiraju djecu.
And then it became a little colder, they couldn't stand the atmosphere, it was too uncomfortable.
I kada je postalo samo malo hladnije, oni više nisu mogli podnijeti takvu atmosferu, bilo im je to previše hladno.
I heard it was 300 degrees Celsius.
Ja sam čuo da je ta temperatura bila 300 stupnjeva.
I mean, when it becomes 30 degrees in Rijeka, then everyone goes mad, you know, but this is 300.
Kad samo dođe temperatura od 30 stupnjeva u Rijeci, već svako izluđuje, a ovo je 300 stupnjeva.
So this means Sarvagata, the living entity, can be present everywhere, but in the right body.
To znači sarvagata, znači živo biće može biti prisutno svuda, ali u prikladnom tijelu.
There are of course 8,400,000 species of life, which are, so to say, travel vehicles for the soul.
Postoji naravno 8,400,000 različitih oblika života koji su kao prevozna sredstva za ovu dušu.
Now on in this forms of life, the living entity becomes convinced that he is the material body by two kinds of misconceptions.
Sada u tim različitim oblicima tijela živo biće postaje uvjereno da je ono ovo tijelo zahvaljujući dvije vrste krivih koncepcija.
When you suffer from a misconception, then actually something which is there is actually for you lost.
Kada vi ispaštate od krive koncepcije života, onda nešto što je zapravo tu, vi smatrate izgubljenim, odnosno za vas je izgubljeno.
So when the soul is covered by misconception, by material illusion, he doesn't know about his spiritual identity. It is lost.
I kada je duša prekrivena iluzijom, odnosno krivom koncepcijom, onda ona ne zna za svoj pravi identitet. Taj pravi identitet za nju je izgubljen.
By this covering of ignorance, that which is there is not accessible any longer.
Zahvaljujući tom prekrivaču neznanja, ono što je inače dostižno, postaje nedostižno za nju.
I want to give you an example which is easy to understand.
Htio bih vam dati primjer koji je lak za shvatiti.
I thought I had lost my towel in Sombor.
Ja sam mislio da sam izgubio svoj ručnik u Somboru.
And when the one towel was wet, I only had a dirty top to dry myself.
I kada bi mi jedan ručnik bio mokar, ja sam imao samo doti, kraj dotija s kojim sam se mogao brisati.
Then I came to in Dayalu's Dayalu's wife's parents' house in Opatija. He slept there very nicely.
I onda sam otišao u kuću od roditelja, od Dayalove žene. I tamo smo vrlo lijepo spavali.
And in the morning I was finding my towel. It was at the bottom of the bag.
I ujutro sam našao svoj ručnik, on je bio na dnu torbe.
And only then I could again have access to this. I didn't need a dirty top to dry myself.
I tek tada sam ponovo mogao se njime koristiti, nisam više morao koristiti vrh dotija.
So I hope this makes the point clear. if you're covered by forgetfulness or by misconception, I have lost this, then for the time you are in that illusion, the thing might be right with you, but you cannot use it.
Mislim da je ova poanta jasna. Za ono vrijeme dok smo prekriveni iluzijom, odnosno krivom koncepcijom, da smo zaboravili nešto, za to vrijeme mi možemo imati nešto, ali možemo biti nesposobni da to koristimo.
In the same way, we all are covered by a misconception in this material world.
I na sličan način, mi smo svi prekriveni krivom koncepcijom u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
And because of that, we do not have access to our eternal spiritual life.
I zbog toga, mi nemamo pristupa našem vječnom duhovnom životu.
This is a characteristic of all the living entities in all the different species of life.
To je karakteristika svih različitih živih bića u svim vrstama života.
We all have this in common.
To je svima nama zajedničko.
Forgetfulness and therefore need and suffering.
Zaboravnost i stoga znači nestašica i patnja.
We are all eternal spiritual souls. Sons and daughters of the Supreme.
Mi smo svi vječne duhovne duše, sinovi i kćeri vrhovnog.
For us there is no birth and there is no death.
Za nas nema rođenja i nema smrti.
There is no need.
Nema nestašice.
It is here said when the soul is situated in his real nature, it is glorious. There is mahimni in this glory.
Ovdje je rečeno da kada je duša smještena u svom pravom položaju, onda je ona veličanstvena.
Then you don't need anything.
Ondje vi više ne trebate ništa.
You are Brahma Bhuta, that is the verse Prabhupada quotes here. That is full of happiness.
Ovdje Šila Prabhupada citira ovaj stih i kaže da je takva duša na nivou Brahma Bhuta, što znači da je puna sreće.
But when we forget this and become covered by misconception, material life becomes very intense.
Međutim, kad mi to zaboravimo i postanemo prekriveni krivom koncepcijom, onda naš materijalni život postaje pun patnje.
Now you will be interested to hear that there are two types of material misconceptions.
Sad ćete možda biti zainteresirani da čujete da postoje dvije vrste materijalnih krivih koncepcija.
On a lower state of consciousness, one identifies with things around him and says, this is mine.
Na nižem nivou svijesti osoba se identificira sa stvarima oko sebe i kaže, to je moje.
In the, you might have seen in the human form, in the human species, this is very prominent about amongst children.
Možete vidjeti u ljudskom rodu, to je vrlo dominantno među djecom.
When they do not when the things which are of importance to them, which they think they possess, are taken away from them, then hell breaks loose.
Možete vidjeti kada djeci uzmete stvari za koje su ona zainteresirana, a za koje misle da ih posjeduju, onda nastaje pakao za njih.
We have a little boy in Berlin who has his own medanga, his drum.
Mi imamo jednog malog dječaka u Berlinu koji ima svoju malu mridangu, bubanj.
And then when there's lecture time, he sometimes comes with his medanga in the lecture and wants to show how nicely he can drum.
I onda ponekad, kada je vrijeme za lekciju, onda on dođe sa svojom mridangom i hoće nam pokazati svima kako može lijepo bubnjati.
And we say, no, it's not the right time now.
Mi mu kažemo, ne, nije baš sada pravo vrijeme.
Later in Kirtan.
Poslije u Kirtanu možeš.
And then his father comes and takes the bubon away from him.
I onda njegov otac dođe i uzme mu njegov bubanj.
Then it's tragic.
onda nastane tragedija.
Drama unfolds.
Cijela drama se zbiva.
People are in the lower states of consciousness. One is so attached to to possessions.
Na nižem nivou svijesti osoba je toliko vezana za posjedovanja.
One, this like an emotional crippling, so to say.
To je neka vrsta emocionalne invalidnosti.
Yes, invalidnosti. On a higher state of consciousness, still material consciousness, still materialist conceptions, one is very much in the ego concept, in the I concept.
Na višem nivou svijesti, ali još uvijek materijalne svijesti, dakle pogrešne koncepcije, osoba je na nivou ego koncepta.
Am I happy now?
Da li sam ja sretan sad?
Am I, is my interest in the center?
Da li je moj interes u centru?
I am actually very prominent in a society of other human beings.
Ja sam zapravo vrlo prominentan u društvu drugih ljudskih bića.
I'm quite intelligent.
Ja sam vrlo inteligentan.
You understand, people even go to self-realization societies, you know, where they pay a little money and they can improve the eye.
Ljudi čak idu u društva koja se bave kao navodno samospoznajem i plaćaju nešto novaca tako da bi mogli povećati svoje ja, svoj ego.
They go to the psychologist.
Oni idu kod psihijatra.
And he says, you are actually a very good person.
I on im kaže, vi ste zapravo vrlo dobra osoba.
Do you think so?
Zaista tako mislite?
No one says this to me up to now.
Niko mi još do sad to nije rekao.
Yes, just a little treatment is necessary, then it comes out.
Da, samo malo liječenje je potrebno i onda će to izaći van.
Then you understand that you can be proud of yourself.
I onda ćete moći shvatiti da možete biti ponosni na sebe.
In modern psychology, this is the treatment you give confidence into someone.
U modernoj psihologiji to je tretman. Vi date osobi samopouzdanje.
That he has a good esteem of himself.
Tako da ona ima dobro mišljenje o sebi.
Even if he is a nitkov.
Čak i ako je nitkov.
So, Srila Prabhupada explains it very nicely in this verse, and I would encourage you to, in your reading time, private reading time, to go over it again. It's a very deep verse with a very deep purport also.
I Srila Prabhupada to vrlo lijepo objašnjava u ovom svojem komentaru i ja bih vas ohrabrio da to ponovo proučavate u svoje slobodno vrijeme jer ovaj komentar ima vrlo duboko značenje.
But for now we can just say the covering of ignorance has two layers.
Međutim, za sada možemo samo reći da prekrivač neznanja ima dva sloja.
A lower and a higher layer.
Niži sloj i viši sloj.
To je moj. First.
To je moje, to je prvo.
Ja sam second.
Ja sam drugi.
If these layers are taken away from the soul becomes situated in his own glory.
Ako se ti nivoi uklone, koji prekrivaju dušu, onda duša postaje situirana u svojoj vlastitoj slavi.
No matter in what, no matter where, at which part of the world someone is situated.
Nije važno u kojem dijelu svijeta se netko nalazi.
We have sometimes in a Krishna consciousness. See, we meet very many people. Let us explain like this.
Mi u svjesnosti Krishna ponekad susrećemo mnoge ljude.
Every night up to now we meet like many, many people who come to our programs and lectures and who want to have a kind of personal exchange.
Praktički svako večer mi srećemo na ovim našim programima ljude koji, mnoge ljude koji dolaze k nama i žele imati osobnu razmjenu.
We meet meet so different many different characters.
Mi srećemo tolike mnoge različite karaktere.
And they have different looks.
I oni imaju različite izglede.
Some are very beautiful.
Neki su vrlo lijepi.
Some look, you can see from the face, they are very fine persons, very well educated. It's quite intelligent.
Kod nekih možete vidjeti ponekad izgledaju vrlo fino, vrlo obrazovane, kao vrlo obrazovane osobe.
And we meet also people who are just the opposite.
I mi se rečemo također ljude koji su upravo suprotni.
And in or in between.
I sve između.
And there is great differentiation, it seems.
I postoji na izgled velika razlika.
However, if you look with a spiritual eye on these people,
međutim, ako gledate duhovnim očima te ljude,
you can actually see that there is a difference only in the layer of ignorance which covers them.
Međutim, ako da, ako dobro pogledate, onda ćete vidjeti da postoji samo razlika u tim slojevima koji ih prekrivaju.
To je moj and jasan.
To je moje i jasan.
According to these misconceptions, the people become identified with material conceptions.
Prema tim koncepcijama ljudi se krivo...
They adopt a false ego, sorry.
Prema tim koncepcijama oni prihvaćaju lažni ja.
In Krishna consciousness, I have seen, or we have seen, people transcend these misconceptions.
U svjesnosti Krishna mi smo vidjeli kako ljudi transcendiraju te krive koncepcije.
For instance, in Germany there is a famous theater star. It's a lady.
Na primjer, u Njemačkoj postoji slavna glumica, slavna zvijezda teatra. Ona je...
And when she joined the movement for Krishna consciousness, at that time she was quite young, she was considered in the newspapers as one of the most beautiful ladies in Germany.
I u prime kad je ona došla u svjesnost Krishne, bila jako slavna i smatrala se vrlo lijepom kao među najljepšim ženama.
When I first met her, I didn't believe that she was interested in Krishna consciousness.
Kada sam je ja prvi put sreo, ja nisam vjerovao da bi ona mogla biti zainteresirana za svjesnost Krishne.
Because many times you see people who are very beautiful and rich, they are completely covered by illusion.
Jer vrlo često vidite da ljudi koji su jako lijepi i koji su bogati su u potpunosti prekriveni iluzijom.
But one day I believed her.
Ali jednog dana sam je povjerovao.
I saw her cleaning the toilet.
Vidio sam je kako čisti WC.
And I said, you, are so famous, you clean the toilet? Let some bhakta do it. Some young devotee.
Ali onda sam je vidio kako čistite WC i rekao sam je, ti čistiš WC, ti si tako slavna, neka to neki mladi bhakta učini.
No, I need this.
Ne, ja, meni to treba, rekla.
Otherwise I'm too much in ignorance.
Yeah, inače ću biti previše u neznanju.
I myself also cleaned the toilet when I joined, and I would not allow anyone, even when I was doing the service as a translator, to clean the toilet in my stead. I was very attached because I knew I needed it very much.
Ja sam sam osobno isto začinio kad sam se pridružio, čistio sam WC i čak nisam htio to ostaviti niti kad sam postao prevodioc, jer sam znao dobro da mi to jako treba.
So I hope you understand we don't talk about WC here. There's a deep point which we want to make.
Nadam se da shvaćate, mi ovdje ne govorimo o WC-ima, postoji ovdje duboka poanta.
Our material misconception and identification, we live actually in a false conception about ourselves.
Zahvaljujući našoj krivoj identifikaciji, našim krivim koncepcijama, mi živimo u krivom uvjerenju o samima sebi.
And we become active in these two fields. This is mine and this is me.
I mi postajemo aktivni na ova dva polja. Ovo je moje i ovo sam ja.
In the Gita it says, prakriti sthani karshati, the living entity who becomes situated in the material world in a specific body with senses and mind begins to struggle very hard for his wrong understandings about himself.
U Bhagavad Gita je rečeno prakritista nikašati, duša koja je smještena u tim različitim tijelima počinje se boriti u ovom materijalnom svijetu zahvaljujući tim čulima.
Only if you come to the understanding yasam sluga, I am the servant of Krishna, then you actually can stop to struggle hard.
Tek kada shvatimo da ja sam sluga Krishne, onda se možemo prestati boriti toliko.
Because that's your nature.
Jer to je naša priroda.
Only if you are situated in your nature and you don't need to struggle any longer.
Jedino ako smo situirani u našoj pravoj prirodi, onda se više ne moramo puno boriti.
For instance, when you swim in the ocean, for some time it is good, it is nice.
Na primjer, ako plivate u moru, onda za neko vrijeme to će biti ugodno.
But after 1 hour, 2 hours, or maybe 3 hours, it gets a little cold and a little strenuous.
Ali nakon sat, dva ili možda tri, postaje pomalo hladno i naporno.
And after 5 hours, you begin to struggle for existence, because it's not your nature to exist in the ocean.
I nakon 5 sati već počinite se boriti za egzistenciju, jer to nije vaša priroda da plivate u oceanu.
Or after even 2 hours or 1 hour.
Možda i nakon 2 ili 1 sat.
So it is our nature to be servants of Krishna.
I dakle to je naša priroda da budemo sluge Krishne.
These false fields of toimoi and yatam, these are not our natures to engage in that.
I ta lažna polja, to je moje i ja sam, nisu naša priroda u kojoj bi se mi angažirali.
I want to I desire very strongly to tell you a little story about this, which I hope you will enjoy and tell the other devotees.
Ja vam jako želim ispričati jednu priču za koju se nadam da ćete uživati u njoj i da ćete htjeti ispričati drugim baktama.
It is about an eagle who captured a rat.
To je priča o orlu koji je uhvatio štakora.
And the rat was living, but the eagle carried it away.
Taj štakor je još uvijek bio živ, ali orao ga je odnao.
So the rat felt so much strah.
I taj štakor je osjećao jako veliki
strah. And it went like this. In order to escape.
I ovako se trzao da bi se oslobodio.
And he was successful.
I uspio je.
It fell from the claws of the flying eagle.
Ispao je iz kanđi letećeg orla.
It's a very interesting story, so...
To je vrlo zanimljivo.
Listen what happened.
Slušite što se desilo.
There was a yogi standing like this and meditating.
Tu je bio jedan jogi koji je ovako stajao i meditirao.
And when the rat fell down, so Miles' story, when the rat fell down, it touched the head of the yogi.
I kada je taj štakor pao, on je udario u ruku tog jogija.
These stories you can only hear in India.
Takve priče možete čuti samo u Indiji.
And by the touch of the yogi, the rat transformed into a beautiful woman.
I zahvaljujući dodiru jogi, a taj štakor se pretvori u prekrasnu ženu.
And it lived happily at the ashram of the yogi.
I živio je, odnosno živjela je sada, sretno u ashramu yogija.
But she was a beautiful lady, not very developed in spiritual consciousness, and just wanted a mush.
Ali ona je bila krasna žena koja nije bila baš jako razvijena u duhovnoj svijesti, jednostavno je htjela muža.
And after some time the yogi became a little bit, I mean it's unnatural to have such a beautiful lady who wants a mush, and I'm alone, I'm a celibate monk, you know, I must find now a mush for this.
I nakon izvjesnog vremena taj
Then the yogi went to the cloud. Take this girl, she's very beautiful.
I onda je yogi otišao kod do oblaka i rekao je: "Molim te, uzmi ovu djevojku, ona je krasna."
The cloud, I'm not as great as the sun has said. I may cover the sun, but the mountain stops me.
I onda oblak rekao, pa ja baš nisam tako veliki kao što je sunce reklo. Jer ja mogu možda prekriti sunce, ali mene će planina zaustaviti.
Go to the mountain, she should marry the mountain.
Idi planinama, ona se treba oženiti sa planinama.
So the yogi went to the mountain.
I onda yogi otišao do planine.
I've heard already, said the mountain, you want to marry your extraordinary this extraordinary woman, isn't it?
I onda je planina rekla, čuo sam već, ti želiš oženiti ovu, odnosno udati ovu izuzetnu djevojku, zar ne?
Yes, said the yogi.
Da, rekao je yogi.
I said the mountain, but I'm not the biggest at all. There is a rat down at my foot who always digs tunnels in me.
Ali onda je ta planina rekla, ne, ja nisam najveći uopće. Postoji jedan pacan, jedan štakor koji živi u mom podnožju i koji uvijek buši tunele u meni.
Oh, said the beautiful lady, really?
O, rekla je krasna, krasna djevojka, stvarno.
The rat is so strong.
Taj štakor je toliko jak.
Yes, yes, said the mountain.
Da, rekla planina.
Well, says the yogi, you are after all a beautiful girl, why do you feel this attraction? This is unnatural for you.
I onda je rekao, rekao je yogi, oko ti si tako krasna djevojka, zašto osjećaš takvu nekakvu neprirodnu privlačnost?
No, molim, says the beautiful girl, let me just see the rat.
Ne, rekla, molim te, rekla je djevojka, molim te, dozvolim da samo vidim tog štakora.
Yogi brought, there was this rat inside the hole and looked out.
I onda ga je, onda je yogi odveo i pokazao rupu i to je bio taj štakor koji je vidio van.
And the girl immediately was attracted.
I djevojka je odmah bila privučena.
Do you want to marry me?
Želiš me oženiti?
No, said the rat.
Ne, rekao je štakor.
You don't fit in my hole.
Ti ne pristaješ u moju rupu.
And then the beautiful lady had tears in her eyes.
I onda je ta prekrasna djevojka počela plakati.
And went to the yogi.
I otišla do yogija.
Molim te, make me a rat.
Molim te, pretvori me u štakora.
Please.
Molim te.
The yogi said, I thought you were very happy to have such a beautiful body.
I yogi je rekao, ja sam mislio da si sretna, da imaš tako krasno tijelo.
I want to marry this rat.
Ne, ona je rekla, želim se oženiti za tog, udati za tog štakora, molim te.
So the yogi touched her again and she became a rat and happily ran in the hole of the rat man.
I yogi je dodirno njezino tijelo, ona je ponovo postala štakor i vrlo sretno otrčala u rupu štakora.
This story, which is so enjoyable to listen to, has a very deep meaning.
Ova priča koja je jako ugodna za slušati ima vrlo duboko značenje.
You have to find your nature.
Morate otkriti svoju prirodu.
Now, in order to do so, it is said, avritam jnana etena, our nature, we have to put away the layer of ignorance.
I da bismo to učinili, mi moramo ukloniti taj sloj neznanja.
Which manifests in these two misconceptions.
Koji se manifestira u te dvije krive koncepcije.
As long as we think this is mine, this is what I am, it is related to a body, and to a position, and to possessions in this material world, we will not be in our natural condition.
Toliko dugo dok mi mislimo, razmišljamo na ovu koncepciju ja sam i to je moje, mi nećemo biti u prirodnom položaju.
Even if we are Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe.
Čak i ako smo gospodin Brahma, stvarao svemira.
You might all remember Lord Brahma was thinking himself to be superior to Krishna, who had appeared as a little boy in Vrindavan.
Možda se sjećate, gospodin Brahma je mislio za sebe da je superioran Krishni, koji se pojavio u Vrindavanu kao maleni dječak.
And to test him, and he had stolen all the calves and cowherd boys from Krishna.
I da bi ga testirao, on je ukrao sve dječake pastire i telad od Krishne.
But he came back and he saw that all the calves and cowherd boys he had just stolen were present there in Vrindavan.
Ali kada se vratio nazad, i im pogledao, vidio je kako su svi dječaci pastiri i telad bili još uvijek prisutni u Vrindavanu.
How is it possible? I just stole them.
Kako je to moguće? Upravo sam ih ukrao.
He went back to his cave where they were lying.
On se vratio nazad u svoju pećinu gdje su oni ležali.
And they were lying there.
I oni su ležali još uvijek ondje.
So he went back again.
I onda se vratio opet nazad.
And at that time Krishna chose to show him his divine divinity.
I u tom trenutku Krishna je odlučio da mu pokaže svoju božansku moć.
All the calves, the cowherd boys turned into Vishnus.
Svi dječaci i sva telad pretvorili su se u Vishnue.
Which were worshipped by the whole creation.
Koje je obožavala čitava kreacija.
So Brahma understood that this boy had expanded into all the cow had boys and cows.
I Brahma je shvatio da se taj dječak ekspandirao u sve ove druge dječake pastire i u svu tu telad.
And the expansions were so good, I couldn't even know.
I te ekspanzije su bile tako dobre da čak ni ja nisam mogao prepoznati razliku.
Same faces.
Ista lica.
Same characteristica.
Iste karakteristike.
Same mode of speech and dialect.
Ista vrsta govora i dijalekta.
Everything same.
Sve bilo isto.
This must be God.
To mora biti Bog.
So he made a very nice prayer which I want to read to you.
On je uputio vrlo lijepe molitve koje vam ja želim pročitati.
You are the original supreme personality of Godhead.
Ti si izvorna vrhovna božanska osoba.
All the universes are in you.
Svi svemiri su u tebi.
You are the shelter of the Purushas who give all others shelter.
Ti si utočište Puruša koji daju svima drugima utočište.
That are different expansions of Krishna.
Su različite ekspanzije.
And as a super soul you are in each person's heart.
I kao nadduša ti se nalaziš u srcu svakoga.
You only appear as a child, but I know you are God.
Ti samo izgledaš kao da si dijete, ali ja znam ti si Bog.
So Brahma had to be cured by Krishna from his false ego.
I Brahmu je Krishna morao izlječiti od njegovog lažnog ja.
Of being a powerful creator.
Pod utjecajem kojeg on smatra da je moćan kreator.
In the same way, if we want to go back to Krishna, be Krishna consciousness always, we will need to be freed from these two misconceptions.
I na isti način, ako se mi želimo vratiti Krishni, ako želimo biti uvijek u svjesnosti Krishne, moramo se izlječiti od ove dvije krive koncepcije.
So, hvala lepa, thank you very much for giving me the chance to speak to you this morning.
I hvala vam lepo, hvala vam što ste mi dali priliku da vam govorim danas, ujutro.
This evening we have another chance to associate.
Večeras imamo drugu priliku da se družimo.
And have many guests at the program. I already heard that we have made many arrangements to get many people and a bigger hall than in the Govanatsky Palace. So,
no?
No. Not really.
No. We try to get more people, but we put in newspapers and the propaganda like that, but we don't have a bigger hall than Govanatsky Palace.
Right. I put it in there. Yeah. Good. Do you have any pitanyas? Pitanya, isn't it? Pitanya?
Dali Imate kakve pitanje?
Pitanje. Did you understand the point?
Da li ste shvatili ovu poveštu?
Only the silence was answering.
Moja tišina odgovarala.
I want to know how we can discover our nature.
Our nature, yes, yes.
Želim, htjela bih znati kako mogu, možemo otkriti našu prirodu, pravo.
That's a big question.
To je veliko pitanje.
There are two kinds of natures.
Postoje dvije vrste prirode.
One is what we, you know, our abilities, our tendencies, which we have in this material world.
Jedna su naše sposobnosti i naše tendencije koje imamo u ovom svijetu.
And the second is our eternal spiritual nature, our spiritual body.
A druga je naša vječna duhovna priroda, naše duhovno tijelo.
So in devotional service or in Krishna consciousness, we are usually engaged according to our abilities and our natural tendencies.
I u službi prirodnog poštovanja mi smo obično prirodno angažirani u skladu sa našim sklonostima i našim sposobnostima.
At the beginning when we are performing bhakti yoga, we are engaged in our tendencies.
U početku kada mi počinjemo praktisirati bhakti yoga, mi smo angažirani u skladu sa našim sklonostima.
I saw that in Split. He's our Gita Nero, isn't it?
Kao što smo vidjeli u Splitu, on je naš gitarist.
Yes, and what is your name?
Ivica.
Ivica. Oh, we had another Ivica. You were walking like Keith Richard from the on the stage.
On je hodao poput Keith Richarda po pozornici.
You were smesno.
Smijao se.
Smijao se. And you were natural, you were enjoying yourself very much.
I jako je uživao. Jako si uživao se, ne?
Because it's so much fun to do this music with the devotees.
Jer je to veliko smiješno svirati takvu muziku sa baktama.
There is no, not the pressure of this material pop music on one's consciousness.
Nema pritiska materialističke pop muzike koja bi pritiskala našu svijest.
It's just fun, so our Ivica was...
I to je bilo veliko zadovoljstvo i naša Ivica je uživao.
Very interesting melodies he made.
Bile zanimljive melodije se.
So, when I saw Ivica, I was just thinking, he is a person who is engaged according to his desires and his abilities. He is a good guitar player, so he plays.
I kad sam vidio tako Bakta Ivicu, ja sam shvatio ovdje čovjek koji je angažiran u skladu sa svojim sposobnostima i svojim sklonostima, svira gitaru.
Now in so as one advances in Krishna consciousness,
i kako neko napreduje u svjesnosti Krišne.
It may be that one finds out, well, I have a different nature.
Možda će on otkriti s vremenom, ja imam drugu prirodu.
I am more like a temple president.
Ja sam više kao nešto kao tam.
Or let us say like a sankirtan diva, anything, you know, or a cook.
Ili možda sankirtan bhakta ili kuhar.
And by purification, one becomes more. It becomes more clear what is one's what svabhava is called in Sanskrit. The nature of the body and the mind.
I pročišćenjem osobi postaje jasnije što je njegova priroda svabhava se zove na sanskritu. To znači priroda njegovog tijela i njegovog uma.
And one becomes more peaceful.
I na taj način osoba postaje mirnija.
We can see this many times that devotees change as they find more what is their nature.
Mi možemo vidjeti to mnogo puta kako se bhakte mijenjaju, kako otkrivaju svoju prirodu.
And they can become more happy like that.
I mogu postati sretniji na takav način.
Now, but that is still a bit in the material field.
Ali to je još uvijek u materijalnom području.
It goes further.
To ide dalje.
Then you will understand what is your eternal spiritual nature.
Onda ćete shvatiti što je vaša vječna duhovna priroda.
Like let us say Ivica's talent and nature is he likes to worship the deities on the altar. Let us say he develops in this way.
Kao na primjer recimo Bhakte Ivice da postane kuhar.
Or a gardener of a farm which we might get in the future.
Ili vrtlar na farmi koju ćemo možda imati u budućnosti.
Or a temple president.
Ili predsjednik hrama.
So, but after that he will advance even further.
Ali nakon toga on će napredovati čak još.
One of the different residents in Vrindavan.
Kao gopije ili jednog stanovnika u Vrindavan.
This is how it goes. But you have to, but Krishna consciousness helps you very much to find at least what you are in this world.
Ali svjesnost Krishna vam također pomaže u najmanju ruku barem da nađete što ste u ovom svijetu.
I had in the beginning many misconceptions.
Ja sam u početku imao mnoge krive koncepcije.
I thought I must become a great musician.
Ja sam mislio da moram postati veliki muzičar.
I was working very hard for this.
Ja sam vrlo teško radio za to.
But one day I realized that this is not so important.
Ali jednog dana sam shvatio, zapravo to nije baš tako važno.
And I felt very happy when I could give up this desire.
Ja sam čao sam se jako sretan kada sam mogu napustiti tu želju.
Because anyway it's not my nature.
To je ovako je onako nije bila moja priroda.
I can't even sing nicely.
Ja čak ne mogu niti pjevati lijepo.
So there are two kinds of self-realizations in Krishna consciousness.
Postoje dvije vrste samospoznaje u svjesnosti Krishna.
Isn't that wonderful?
Zar to nije divno?
But one must understand this, that the layer of Toimoy and Yasa has to be removed.
Ali osoba mora shvatiti da ti nivoje, to je moje i ja jesam, ja sam, treba biti uklonjen.
Sometimes we see people are so attached to keep this layer over their head.
Ponekad možemo vidjeti ljudi su toliko vezani da zadrže te prekrivače na svojoj glavi.
They are half awake.
Oni su na pola budni.
See, it's easier to wake up someone who is deeply sleeping than someone who is like, who is already awake, but who doesn't want to wake up.
Vidite, ponekad je lakše probuditi nekoga ko duboko spava, nego nekoga ko je već manje više budan, ali ko se ne želi probuditi.
Sometimes when we have our pre-Italians in Germany, you just have to say, but don't you see, you're completely on an illusion about yourself.
Ponekad nekim našim prijateljima u Njemačkoj mi kažemo, zar ne vidiš, ti si u potpunosti u iluziji o sebi.
You will never become a great politician for Krishna.
Nikad nećete postati veliki političar za Krishnu.
Because you are simply not that type of person.
Jer jednostavno niste ta vrsta osobe.
No, no, I must be chosen into the parliament.
Ja moram to učiniti, moram biti izabran u parlament.
But it didn't work for 10 years. Why are you still struggling?
Ali to nije funkcioniralo 10 godina već. Zašto se još uvijek boriš?
How can we remove this layer?
This layer.
Kako možemo ukloniti te prekrivače, te slojeve?
There are two types, two ways. One is by sanskaras.
Postoje dva načina. Puta. Jedan je s pomoć sanskara.
That is if someone has done already good spiritual activities in his previous life.
To je ako je neko već vršio dosta spiritualnih aktivnosti u svom prošlom životu.
Then, although he may be very well positioned, he may have had a high opinion of himself, all of a sudden it becomes clear to him that this is not important, that I become a servant of my false ego.
Onda će on iako je imao možda nekakvu priliku da ima visoko mišljenje o sebi, u jednom trenutku jednostavno postati svjestan, o, pa to nije uopće važno da ja postanem sluga svog lažnog ja.
I personally think Komodaki, this theater star, who is a very nice devotee also, she's like this, you know, otherwise how could you scrub the toilets? With pleasure, you know. She has written in her autobiography about this. You know, her editor said, no, don't write about the Vesi, you know. But she said, I must write it. It was most important in my personal development.
Ona je čak napisala, tako moja je vrlo fini bakta, ona je napisala čak u svojoj biografiji o tom pranju WC-a, njezin editor je rekao, ne, nemoj pisati o tome. Ona je rekla, moram napisati o tome, to je bila najvažnija stvar u mom životu.
So, by some previous contact, you understand, well, I'm only suffering when I am in this yasam and toimoi concept.
I zahvaljujući nekom prethodnom kontaktu sa svjesnosti Krišne, osoba shvaća, ja samo patim kad sam pod utjecajem tog koncepta, to je moje i ja sam.
This is by previous purificatory activities.
To je zahvaljujući prethodnim aktivnostima pročišćenja.
But there is another way also.
Ali postoji drugi put također.
It is safe for us to assume that we didn't have very holy lives before.
Za nas je prilično kao sigurno ako ako shvatimo i ako prihvatimo tu ideju da nismo baš imali jako svete živote prije.
And that is the second way is by we should associate with advanced devotees.
I taj drugi put je onda da se trebamo družiti sa naprednim baktama.
Then great taste awakes in our life.
Onda će se veliki ukus razviti u našem životu.
I also want to think more of Krishna and I want to think of myself more in relationship to Krishna as his servant.
Ja želim više misliti na Krishnu i želim više misliti o sebi u odnosu sa Krishnom kao slugom. Odnosno, o sebi kao sluzi u odnosu sa Krishnom.
The concept to be a servant of Krishna becomes very palatable if one is together with devotees who have realized this more and who are advanced in this.
Ta ideja o tome da smo sluga Krishne postaje ukusnija kada se nalazimo u društvu naprednih bhakta koji tako misle.
One becomes also attracted to act like that.
Osoba postaje također privučena da djeluje na takav način.
And one sees, I'm not so always is pochlepo in my mind and always prestige in my mind. It's not very good. It is very low consciousness.
I osoba počinje realizirati uvijek je ta pohlepa u mom umu i uvijek je ta želja za prestižem u mojem umu. To baš nije jako dobro.
And third canto, was it? No, in the fourth canto, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the coconut.
U četvrtom pjevanju, u jednom komentaru, Srila Prabhupada daje usporedbu sa kokosovim orahom.
In the beginning, this fruit or the flesh of the coconut is attached to the scale, not in the beginning. It is usually attached to the shell.
Obično je ta kora, to jest to unutrašnje meso jako vezano uz tu koru oraha.
In the same way in our material life our identity was attached to the body.
Na isti način u našem materijalnom životu naš identitet je vezan uz naše materijalno tijelo.
And we were convinced of a wrong identity.
I mi smo bili uvjereni u taj krivi identitet.
To be the controller and enjoyer.
Da smo kontrolori, da smo uživaoci.
Very firm.
To je vrlo čvrsto.
But when the sun comes on the coconut.
Ali kad sunce počne sijati na taj kokosov orah.
The flesh just separates from
to
it.
To meso se jednostavno odvoji od ljuske.
And you can hear it.
I možete ga čuti kako lupeće.
So if you expose yourself to the process of Krishna consciousness in a nice way,
Dakle,
then
ako se,
the false ego goes.
Ako se izložite procesu svjesnosti Krišne na lijep način, onda će taj lažni ja otići.
In the beginning it's a little painful.
U početku to je malo bolno.
And Krishna makes so many arrangements.
I Krishna radi toliko mnoge različite aranžmane.
And when one is attached, one is just, oh, why, why me?
I ako neko vezan, onda on misli, oh, zašto, zašto ja?
But then, after some years, one begins to understand himself separately from the mind and body and the desires.
Ali nakon nešto godina, osoba se počinje shvaćati da je odvojen od tog tijela i od tog uma, da je različit.
But it goes much faster and it's not painful at all if one has association with advanced devotees.
Ali to ide mnogo brže i nije uopće toliko bolno ako osoba ima društvo naprednih bhakta.
And when one hears from them.
I ako sluša od njih.
It is described like this.
Tako je to opisano.
Toi moi, it's such a toi moi. It sounds already so, something sounds wrong with this, isn't it?
Same te riječi zvuče nešto, kao da nešto krivo u njima, zar ne?
They are the layers of the false ego.
To su prekrivači, slojevi lažnog ja.
Dobro, thank you very much. One thing I wanted to say.
Hvala vam mnogo, ali htio sam još jednu stvar reći.
It is the best time in Yugoslavia now.
Ovo je najbolje vrijeme sada u Jugoslaviji.
For spreading Krishna consciousness.
Za širenje svjesnosti Krishna.
This is very clear.
To je vrlo jasno.
Everywhere, in all parts.
U svim dijelama.
Yes, and we should quickly try to purify our consciousness.
I trebamo brzo pokušati pročistiti svoju svjesnost.
So that Krishna can use us as instruments in his wonderful plan which is unfolding more and more.
Tako da nas Krishna može upotrijebiti kao svoje instrumente u prekrasnom planu koji se sve više razotkriva.
I personally have seen that somehow in Yugoslavia people like our philosophy if it is explained in a way you know they can identify with.
Primijetio sam da ljudi u Jugoslaviji vole našu filozofiju jako ako im se ono objasni na način sa kojim se mogu identificirati.
And I just personally felt this many years, but now I feel it more stronger than ever. There's no granica for the expansion of Krishna consciousness.
I to sam osjećao prije više godina, ali posebno sada to intenzivno osjećam da ne postoje granice za širenje te svjesnosti Krišne.
Because just judging objectively, we have all the answers.
Jer jednostavno, ako prosudimo objektivno, mi imamo sve odgovore.
It sounds very proud, but it is by just an analytical study. One can say this very safely.
To možda zvuči jako ponosno, ali jednostavno mi to možemo reći analitički proučavajući čovjek može to vidjeti.
The only granica is in our consciousness.
Jedina granica je u našoj svijesti.
They have to be removed.
One se moraju ukloniti.
Good, so I want to end here. Hare Krishna. Thank you.